In this yoga nidra meditation, we are going to be working with emotions. Before we begin, you may want to think about if there is a particular emotion you want to work with, perhaps one related to your tinnitus. Tinnitus brings with it a variety of emotional reactions. And part of the strategy of mindfulness is to learn to work with everything that arises, including emotions. We don't push anything away, but neither are we overwhelmed by it. We can observe and work with what arises. And what we know about emotions is that emotions can be transformed through a conscious process. And meditation can be useful in engaging this process. Indeed, what the latest research about emotion tells us is that emotions are a combination of physical sensations and thoughts, and that if we can separate these two components, we can reinterpret the physical sensation in a way that actually brings about a different emotion. In this practice as well, we are going to be working with breath as a tool to settle the body and work with emotions. Working both with the inhale and the exhale, as well as with the pauses on each end of the breath. So now, take a moment and settle in and reflect on a particular emotion you may want to work with. Try to find a comfortable position, either lying on the floor or resting in a chair. And as you settle in, notice if you can do anything to make yourself a little more comfortable. Take a moment now and open the senses, sensing the environment around you. Sensing the space surrounding your body. Sensing perhaps the feeling of the fabric of your clothes on your skin. Sensing when your body touches the floor or the chair you're resting on. You may even want to notice the sounds in your environment. Any background noise you may have on, as well as what sounds the tinnitus is calling, and seeing if you can just notice them without attaching any thoughts or feelings to the sounds. Let your attention be free for a few moments and just wander about noticing the sensations in your body and what you feel and sense outside of your body. And if you haven't already, you may want to close your eyes and formulate an intention for this practice. It's the intention to work and understand a particular emotion, perhaps a little better than you had at the start, or just to become familiar with the emotions. Let any thoughts, concerns, or worries that you have drop from your consciousness. Imagine that the thoughts from the front of your brain, the prefrontal cortex, are going to the back of the brain and just dropping towards the ground. Let your throat relax and widen your shoulder blades. Surrender to the support underneath you. Let your lungs and organs rest in the back of the body, softening deeper with each exhale. Visualize the muscles of your arms softening away from the bones. Visualize your skin softening away from the muscles. Imagine your whole body settling into rest. Imagine your whole body surrendering to rest. Visualize your whole body resting deeply. We'll now begin rotation of consciousness. As you are guided to various points throughout your body, there is nothing to do except settle your attention on each body part with an intention to rest. You may even use the word rest silently on each body part to help you relax. Bring your awareness to the space in between your eyebrows. Rest. The center of your throat. Rest. Make an intention for your right shoulder to rest, and let your attention run down your upper arm, to your right elbow, down your forearm, and into the right wrist, tip of the right thumb, tip of the right index finger, tip of the right middle finger, tip of the right ring finger, tip of the right little finger. Let the whole hand rest. Attention to the right wrist, right elbow, right shoulder. Let your whole right arm rest. Move your attention to your throat. Commit to rest. Awareness in the left shoulder. Let your attention run down the upper arm to the left elbow, left wrist, tip of the left thumb, tip of the left index finger, tip of the left middle finger, tip of the left ring finger, tip of the left little finger. Let the whole hand rest. Left wrist, left elbow, left shoulder. Let the whole left arm rest. Bring your attention back to the throat. Rest. The center of the chest. The right side of the chest. Center of the chest. The left side of the chest. The navel. The space in between the pubic bones. Let the whole abdomen and torso rest. Center of the right hip. Let your attention run down the thigh to the right knee, through the shin to the right ankle, tip of the right big toe, tip of the right second toe, tip of the right middle toe, tip of the right fourth toe, tip of the right little toe, right ankle, right knee, deep in the right hip. Let the whole right leg rest. Center of the left hip. Let your attention run down the thigh to the left knee, through the shin to the left ankle, tip of the left big toe, tip of the left second toe, tip of the left middle toe, tip of the left fourth toe, tip of the left little toe, left ankle, left knee, deep in the left hip. Let the whole left leg rest. Space in between the pubic bones. Attention rising to the navel. Let the whole abdomen rest. Center of the chest. Let the walls of the throat relax. Space in between the eyebrows. Let your attention rest in between your eyebrows. Let your whole body rest. Your whole body rests. Without changing anything, witness the rhythm of your breath. Noticing when your attention wanders off, bringing your attention gently back to the breath. Breathing in, we know that we're breathing in. Breathing out, we know that we're breathing out. As you move into a mental version of alternate nostril breathing, The body will remain still and the breath easy. No force, no strain. Begin to visualize the breath moving in through the right nostril and out through the left nostril. In through the left and out through the right. Allow the breath to be as easy and soothing as possible. As you breathe in, imagine the body slightly energizing. And as you breathe out, imagine the body relaxing. We know the inhale energizes, the exhale relaxes. Imagine that breath moving from below the nostril and traveling all the way up past the center of the eyebrows and into the middle of the brain, energizing. Watch the breath fall, exhaling from the center of your brain all the way beyond the tip of the nostril, relaxing. See the breath move from nostril to the brain, brain to the nostril with ease. We'll now count backwards from 12. If you lose count or finish before, go back to 12. We'll inhale 12, exhale 12. Inhale 11, exhale 11. Continue the silent count for the next few moments. No strain, no force, easy breathing. If you get lost, begin again at 12. Let all counting fall away. Let all effort dissolve into a deep rest. And now, if you're ready, call to mind an emotion. Invite it in and take time to meet and greet and welcome it. Where in your body do you sense it? Belly, chest, heart, throat, head? Whatever emotion is present, is it possible to peel off the conceptual label and notice it as pure sensation? How you are feeling it in the body? Notice any qualities that might describe it. Is it thick, deep, dull, sharp? What is the felt sense of it in your body? Notice if it has a color or shape or form. Is there an image or memory associated with it? Notice also your felt sensation towards it. Do you want it to be here? Or do you want to push it out? Imagine this emotion as a messenger. What is it trying to tell you? It is there for a reason. It has a message. If it is anxiety, it may be asking you to calm it down. Ask it, what does it want or need? What does it want of you? If this emotion has an opposite, what is it? Where and how in your body would you feel this opposite emotion? If this opposite emotion has a label as well, peel this off and just feel it in your body. And if it feels right, try going back and forth to the original emotion as well as to the opposite emotion. Taking your time, going back and forth, first embodying one and then the other. And if it feels right, try welcoming in both emotions to be present at the same time, noticing what is the effect on your body and your mind as you welcome these two opposites to be here at the same time as qualities of sensation. Not thought, just a felt presence. Noticing that there is something in you, something perhaps greater than you, that can hold both of these emotions together, that can sit with them in a sort of equanimity and calm. We have that source of equanimity and calm within us. We can use it and tap into it at any time. And now, if it's possible, try stepping back a bit, feeling yourself as a witnessing presence. You are simply noticing these sensations, not involved with them. Notice again, this witness is connected to this something larger. Reside in this witness. Find peace as the observer, not being identified with the sensation. And as we bring this practice to a close, ask yourself if there's anything about this practice you would like to remember. A thought, a feeling, an insight, a sense of rest. No judgment if there's nothing. Meet all your experiences as they are in the moment. And now, notice how your body feels against the ground. The weight of your muscles and bones. Notice which parts of you are touching the ground. The head, the shoulder blades, ribs, the back of the pelvis, the flesh on your upper and lower legs, your heels. Feel your breath move in your body. Notice the natural, easy rhythm of your breath. As you take a deeper, richer breath, how does that breath feel as a sensation in your body? How does the inhale feel in comparison to the exhale? Remember where you are in the room. Feel free to lazily open your eyes if that is helpful. Then let the eyes fall closed again. Begin to move your body. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Stretch your arms and legs. Make any movements that will gently help to bring your body back into a wakeful state. If you've been lying down, gently roll to the side. Let your eyes open softly so you can take in some light and color, shape and form. When you're ready, return to your seat, taking a comfortable seated position. Take plenty of time to move back into whatever is left of your day.